This is KUT. Last month, the Austin City Council signed a resolution to opt out of a federal program called Secure Communities. The program involves local law enforcement detaining people whose immigration status is in question when they're picked up for other crimes. Many people might assume that most of the people detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are Hispanic, especially in Texas. But as KUT's Joy Diaz reports, Travis County may be detaining a large number of Asian Americans, too.
How large is the number of Asian Americans that have been detained in Travis County? Well, it truly is anybody's guess. Several immigrant organizations have criticized the way the county reports its numbers. One common criticism is that if people are counted in the morning, those who were released overnight don't count. But Ramey Coe has served as a judge for Travis County, and he says he's seen firsthand large numbers of Asian Americans being detained.
In my experience, talking to a lot of these folks, many of them, if not the majority of them, were actually in the country legally. They were F-1 international student visa holders. They were H-1B, you know, skilled workers.
Coe says one of the triggers for the Secure Communities detainers is when a person is foreign-born and immigration authorities cannot readily determine whether they are legally in the country. That often happens on weekends. Roger Wade is a spokesperson for Travis County Sheriff Greg Hamilton. Wade says the county does not keep track of demographics when it holds people on ICE detainers.
I don't know. That would be a question for ICE.
Well, Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't keep track of demographics under Secure Communities either. Ramey Coe says a majority of Asians being held are in fact legally in the country. He says all wrongful detentions are unfortunate and could cost Travis County legally in the future. But beyond that, Coe fears the message the Asian American community will pass along is to distrust authorities. Travis County has detained almost 200,000 people since it opted into the Secure Communities program in 2009. Joy Diaz, KUT News.